I'll recite you a little piece of dirty poetry that I used to hear. He said, a woodpecker flew to a schoolhouse yard and wanted to peck because his pecker was hard. He flew and lit just under the door, and he pecked till his pecker was sore. There may have been several more verses, but that's all I remember.
They used to say that when you were little?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, like, you know. The little poetry pieces, you know.
Was the word woodpecker, was that ever considered a little bit of a dirty word?
Yes, it sounds that way, don't it?
Because of the word pecker.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did people say? Did they call it woodchuck then?
Well, along down I heard the word woodchuck. I don't know whether that's a different thing to the woodpecker or not.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you hear people talk about this woodpecker by tearing up the phone poles and things, they just come right out and see the woodpeckers tore them up.
Mm-hmm. What about the real big woodpecker, the one about the size of a chicken?
Well, I don't know. There is some of these that is larger than others, and that very yellowhammer that I was telling you about, people used to call him a yellowhammer,
mm-hmm.
but he picked on wood too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether he's the kind of Oriana or this smaller kind we have here. He's kind of speck white and black speckle, a little woodpecker here. But this yellowhammer, he's bigger and bigger wings and got a little yellow on him. Yellowhammer, they call it.
Mm-hmm. And what about a black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
Okay.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. You didn't know just exactly what kind they were. What might you call them? So you didn't know if they were possums or polecats or just what you might. You might just say I'm going to get a gun and kill that
varmint.
Okay. What does varmint mean now?
Well, varmint is these things that run around in the woods here. Most takes them all to be varmints, you know. The polecats and possums possum, coon, fox. Fox will kill your chickens in the daytime in a thick place.
Mm-hmm.
When chickens get out scratching around, they take them in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And old coons will even catch them. Go in your chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Sure will. Varmints, that's what they call them.
Okay. What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the tree?
Squirrel.
Okay. Is there different kinds of squirrels?
Well, yes. They have what they call a cat squirrel. That is not so big, and he lives mostly around in the swamp or where they grow acorns and things for him to eat. And the fox squirrel, he is a still bigger thing than the cat squirrel.
Mm-hmm. You said that cat squirrel
lives
in the swamp?
Well, yes, and he'll live out here too. There's some little ones that stays around here a lot. You see them in these oaks all along. But they're awfully tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon he's a cat squirrel, though. He looks just like them bigger ones that people will hunt in the swamp where they get acorns and things to live on.
What do you mean the swamp? What's the swamp?
Well, swamp is these branches or creeks or rivers. That's what they call a swamp, you know. Go to the swamp or the river or the creeks or the branches.
You mean the woods around there?
Well, they all grow a lot of bushes and stuff up and down the banks, and creeks and rivers.